Now, let's all go dancing tonight on Scratchy Grooves. Everybody Step, Paul Whiteman, 1921. In the spirit of that dancing tune, Scratchy Grooves tonight steps out with some of the liveliest dance music you're likely to hear all week. Hello, I'm Bill Chambliss. This is Scratchy Grooves. It was early in this century that Americans began discovering their dancing feet. Before then, dancing was more like a serious business than fun. Then came ragtime, and suddenly all bets were off. And America was off on a dance craze that lasted, well, pretty much half a century. We'll deal with about 30 years of that half century in the next hour. Here's one of the earliest dances, devised somewhere around 1909. The Grizzly Bear. Correction, I'm ahead of myself. This is a Washington Waddle from
1909. Waddle along, just waddle along, from side to side, my honey, waddle your way to my heart, sweet waddle. Your feet are free, you are rocking with glee, like a ragtime ship upon a ragtime sea.
Waddle.
Waddle. Come on and waddle to the Washington waddle with me.
Waddle and all, my honey, waddle and all, yes, waddle time, you shine, my honey, give your star and waddle, waddle your way to my heart, sweet waddle. Your feet are free, your feet are clean and long, like a rag, keep upon the rag and keep. Waddle,
waddle,
waddle, waddle.
Come on and toddle to the Washington waddle with me.
I played that once before on this program, and somebody called and wanted to know how you did the Washington waddle. I couldn't really tell them. I have to ask Bill Clinton, I guess. Maybe he's learned by now. Now we get to the Grizzly Bear. Fantastically popular dance. Sophie Tucker, 1909.
The grizzly bear, all your other loving dancers can't compare. Not so spoony, but a little more than coony. Talk about your bears that Teddy Roosevelt shot. They can't compare with what old San Francisco's got. Listen, my honeydew, and I'll show to you the dance of the grizzly bear. Hug up close to your baby, lower your shoulders, tell it the story. Lordy, what a feeling, hug up close to your baby. If you do that dance in heaven, shoot behind the night at seven, hug up close to your baby. Sway me everywhere, show your darling bow, just how you go to Buffalo. Doing the grizzly, doing the grizzly.
Sophie Tucker, that was recorded, of course, sometime later than 1909. That's a dance that grew out of ragtime, of course. And here's one that goes back to 1912. It probably was even earlier than that. There's some indication that it may have been a popular dance to some extent back in the 1880s, but I can't confirm that. The date on the sheet music is 1912, so let's say this is 1912. Eddie Cantor, Ball in the Jack.
Thank you.
folks in Georgia about to go insane since that new dance down in Georgia came. I'm the only person who's to blame. I'm the party introduced it there. So give me credit for knowing a thing or two. Give me credit for springing something new. I will show this little dance to you. When I do, you'll say that it's a bear. First you put your two knees close up tight, then you sway them to the left, and then you sway them to the right. Step around the floor kind of nice and light, and then you twist around and twist around with all of your might. Stretch your loving arm straight out in space, then you do the eagle rock with style and grace. Swing your foot way around and bring it back. Now that's what I call ballin' the jack. Then you twist around and twist around with all of your might. Swing your foot way around and bring it back. Now that's what I call ball in the jack.
In 1914, a young couple burst onto the entertainment scene and pretty much revolutionized dancing. His name was Vernon Blythe. He changed his name to Vernon Castle when he began appearing on Broadway in a Lou Fields show. He met Irene Foote of New Rochelle at a swim party and got her into his show. She was very tall and very awkward, but he worked with her and taught her to dance. They got married, went to Paris, and achieved considerable success over there. Became the rage of Paris, as a matter of fact. They started their own dancing school, Castle House, and they organized a troupe of black players under Jim Europe, who was also black, a pioneering man in the music business. He had led a regimental band during World War II over in Europe, and with Jim Europe's guidance and help, they became a sensation. The Castle Walk, composed by Europe for them. And here it is.
Thank you.
Jim Europe's Society Orchestra. That's from 1914. Vernon and Irene Castle went on to become, as I said, the rage of the country. They introduced a great many dances, popularized a great many more, and Irene became sort of the prototype for the flapper, introduced a lot of the styles of clothing, which became very popular a little later on. Vernon Castle was killed in an airplane crash in Texas in 1917. He was an Army pilot on a training mission, and Irene's career just sort of ended with his death. Vernon and Irene Castle, very important in the development of dancing in this country. Here's Joseph C. Smith's orchestra and another very popular dance from 1919, The Vamp. You probably noticed that all of these numbers I played so far are more or less ragtime. And ragtime did not die out until about this period, about 1917, 1918. And, of course, it continued in to some extent even today. There is still some syncopation which could be called ragtime in a sense. All right, the Dixie Jazz Band One Step up next. Also, Baptiste and Rag, a medley by the original Dixieland Jazz Band from 1919.
Thank you.
original Dixieland Jazz Band. They were white musicians, but played black music from the Mississippi Delta. The original Dixieland Jazz Band, 1919. They went to England about 1919 and really took jazz over to the British Isles. Can you imagine the staid musicians of England listening to something like that? They went over for a four-week engagement and stayed 9 months. Very popular over there. And after that, England was never the same. Here's Isom Jones from 1923 with one of the favorite dances of all time, the Charleston. Charleston, Isom Jones. Now let's have a couple of numbers. First, a cakewalk. Cakewalk and Babies. This is Louis Armstrong and Eva Taylor from 1921 doing the cakewalk. And then the Black Bottom from 1926 with Annette Hanshaw.
Thank you.
Ed Henshaw doing the Black Bottom. 1926, dance music tonight on Scratchy Grooves. Before I go any further, I'd like to thank Neil Payne for sitting in for me last week when I was snowbound. The snowplow did not come through our development, and I was cut off from the outside world, and Neil stepped in at the last minute and did a fine job. Let's hear it for Neil Payne, okay? 1926 and Ed Henshaw. We go to 1927, Varsity Drag, Sam Lennon.
Whether you're dumb or wise, hey, if you all stand another call. When your professor cries, everybody down on the heel, up on the toes, stay at the school. Learn how it goes, everybody's in the Bombardier Drag.
The Varsity Drag, a college dance craze from 1927. And here's another one. Remember raccoon coats? I do, but I bet you don't. 1928, George Olson doing the raccoon.
Third down, 10 to go.
Come on, boys, snap into it. Signals, 31, 69, 84, hike.
Knowledge men, do a dance called raccoon. It's the craze nowadays, and it will get you soon. Buy a coat and try it, I'll bet you'll be a riot. It's a wow, learn to do it right now.
High brow, low brow, intermediate, make believe they're all collegiate soon. To do the raccoon. Raccoon coats don't care who's wearing them. Hallroom boys will all be sharing them soon. To do the raccoon. Every day its popularity grows. It's the most important item in clothes. $10 down and though it scratches you, wear it till the sheriff catches you soon. To do the raccoon.
Oh, they wear them down at Princeton, and they share them up at Yale. They eat in them at Harvard, but they sleep in them in jail.
They store them at Ohio, they're hocked at Notre Dame. They carry them at California,
but they wear out just the same.
At Penn they're made of rabbit, at Vassar sex appeal, at Nebraska made of Airedale,
in Chicago lined with steel.
From every college campus comes a cheer. Ay-yi!
The season for the raccoon coat is here.
My boys!
Rough guys, men of dignity, join the raccoon coat fraternity soon. To do the raccoon. Rich men, poor men, all have pride in them. No one knows who walks inside of them soon. To do the raccoon. Every day you'll have your downs and your ups. Hi-ho. Every day those raccoon coats will have pups. I know. Get a girl and start to hurry her right downtown to some big furrier soon. You'll do the raccoon. Rap, rap, rap. Raccoon.
The raccoon. Get the raccoon coat out and watch the moths fly. Here's Bill Robinson doing the new lowdown. Doing the new lowdown, that is.
Listen, good folks, it isn't alcohol, no y'all again at all. Thrill me with the pep I've got. I got a pair of feet that I've found at low down beat. Low down, down around the spot that's hot. Having no peace, losing my lease on living. Here's the how I'm telling you now to give in. Make them play that crazy thing again. I got to do that lazy swing again. Hi-ho, doing the new lowdown. Got my feet to misbehaving now. Got a soul that's not for saving now. Hi-ho, doing the new lowdown. That dancing demon, he has my feet in a trance. Cause when I'm dreaming, folks, I go right into that dance. Once you hear that haunting strain to it, I bet my life you'll go insane to it. Hi-ho, doing the new lowdown.
Now, the Coon Sanders Nighthawks Orchestra from 1927, Joe Sanders singing Slewfoot.
Thank you.
Coon Sanders, Slew Foot, and here's another dance. Did you ever hear of the Freeze and Melt? I never did either. Duke Ellington, Sonny Greer, 1929.
Freeze and boys. First you freeze, then you melt. Freeze, boy, I don't melt. You feel just like you never felt when you begin to freeze and melt.
From Freeze and Melt, we go to Walking the Dog. Here is Hoagy Carmichael's orchestra from 1925. Carmichael, hot little band, Walking the Dog. Here's Collegiana, another dance. Fred Waring's orchestra with Tom and Fred on the vocal, 1928. Thank you.
campus, they try to vamp us with anything new or anything blue. My diploma is now in coma, my studying too is pretty near through. I've found a new collegiate hop. I dance till I drop, and I never stop. If you want to see what is getting me, I'll show you how to do. Collegiana, see how it's done. Easy as pie and lots of fun. You never have to study this muddy water hop. Miss Pollyanna never was glad until she grabbed an undergrad and did Collegiana. It never was a flaw. Honor students and every pedagogue all go to pedagogue at night. Two-step, new-step, you get along with me. You'll get a new degree dancing. You're gonna burn up, turn up your heel. Air your books, you'll begin to feel. You know the new Hosanna, Collegiana Reel. Collegiana started at
Yale,
spread out to
Princeton,
blazed a trail. It murdered them at
Harvard
and dazzled
Old Penn State, Army, Navy, and Notre Dame.
Started to dance and spread the fame of this Collegiana, 'cause it was something great.
Cornell, Dartmouth, and Pennsylvania
all got the mania and how.
Oh, that Lehigh, knee high to step to it.
There's lots of pep to it near me.
Fred Waring, Collegiana. Next up is Salaaming the Rajah, Rudy Valley's Orchestra, vocal by Irving Kaufman from 1928.
Thank you.
This has been Scratchy Grooves, dance music from the 1920s, primarily tonight and earlier. This is Bill Chambliss. Thanks for joining me. I hope to see you around here next Sunday evening at 7 o'clock for Scratchy Grooves. We have one more tune here tonight. Maybe a little more than that. Wobbly Walk, Fred Waring.
Every evening late, how they congregate and they demonstrate rhythms up to date. When the red hot leader makes the saxophone pop, everybody learns to do the wobbly walk.
Just get your ankles out on the loop, then let your tootsie shake like the do. Oh, let the wobbly walk. Wiggle your shoulders, wiggle your knees. Scatter your fingers out with the breeze. Oh, 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 that's wobbly walk. Like the wavy ocean, get that motion to and fro. Slide down your left, slide down your right. There you go. That's bottom, shoulders, fingers, ankles, and feet. Just make it harder as you repeat. Oh, 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 that's wobbly walk.
Stay tuned now for Neil Payne and his program In a Mist, coming up right after a brief station identification.